Yo, what's smacking NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice, man, L. Scott Fitzgerald, the young demigod is in the building, and get a nigga, we back lit, welcome to the vibe. If it's your first, second, third time listening, and if you haven't already, smack yourself first, make sure that you turn that star gold favorite me, and make sure that you join the alums, subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at the official HR Press Badge handle. Look, we're on every platform that you can hear a podcast on. We're not on ESPN Pod Center, but we're going to get there, though. Let's talk. Welcome to the barbershop. Listen, come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. My Twitter is at Justell Scott. Join the conversation. How are you doing today, loved ones? I am all right. Listen, I am excited to give you all some good energy, some new content, some new something to speak on, man. Justice reaction, man, it was fire, man. I was happy to see my man's out there putting in work, man. It is week three of the big three, man. Shout outs to Ice Cube, man. He has got a good solid product that he's putting out there, you know what I'm saying? It's basketball at a high level, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely showing that progression, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting better, and the dramatics, you feel me? The dramatics during the games is definitely been real good to see this week, you know what I'm saying? So they doing it for the culture, you know what I'm saying? They just let it happen, man. Honestly, the third week I started watching, you know what I'm saying? I saw a couple of clips here and there, you know what I'm saying? But I started watching full episodes, games, you know what I'm saying? And I saw the killer threes, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Steven Jackson, you know what I'm saying? My man's Frank Nitti, man. If you don't know who that is, man, make sure that you guys check out Hall of Fame Press Badge way back in, I think, December. Was it December? I think it was November. I talked about him. Man, this guy, Nitti, Frank Sessions. If you don't know the name, you know it now. Frank Sessions is the man. Drew League champion, Drew League MVP, a baller for sure, bro. He got it. You know what I'm saying? Check him out. But check me out for the Hall of Fame Press Badge reaction to basically the Drew League Championship. And Nitti, if you don't know who Frank Sessions is, that's crazy, man. He comes to play, and what happened is he got himself a game winner, man. So the dramatics are there in the big three. It's some crazy games, you know what I'm saying? And things are happening during these games that you definitely want to pay attention to. Shout outs to Ketino Mobley, man. Ketino Mobley is, he's a funny guy as he does his thing on SFY, you know what I'm saying? Speak for yourself with, Jason Whitlock, and, he has Marcellus on there all the time as his co-host, you know what I'm saying? So when Ketino Mobley is on that feature, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a crazy episode because he speaks and says some of the craziest things, but it is what it is, man. Honestly, he had a great game this week, you know what I'm saying? His team won by, man, crazy, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to them boys, man. Power them, Chris Anderson, man. The champions, man. Shout outs to baby Glenn Baby Davis, man, with the game winner. You know what I'm saying? And that boy Quentin Richardson was there waiting for him, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. You guys gotta check it out, man. Make sure that you check out what I'm talking about. It is crazy. Big three basketball is catching my attention, man. I'm watching full games. And it's worth a watch, you know what I'm saying? Steven Jackson, you know what I'm saying? The first time he played a game tonight. Shout-outs to his debut. And shout-outs to Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas, man. solid game, man, out there playing crazy, man. All-star elite level, his knee, you know what I'm saying? He had it braced up. But marathon continues for that boy. Small thing to a giant for that man. And he just was out there looking good, bro. He had it stuck on automatic for a little second. Definitely Ketino Mobley had it stuck on automatic. He was not playing this week, so you guys will check that out. You know what I'm saying? Salutes to him. Salutes to Agent for doing a good job. Also, Lamar Odom, you know what I'm saying, has been doing his thing. Shout outs to Royce White, you know what I'm saying, getting into a little fight, a little scuffle, you know what I'm saying. Royce White did pretty good. Yeah, Sharif Abdul-Rahim was going against Gilbert Arenas in that game, and that was not fair, you know what I'm saying. He was doing his thing. And then Gilbert Arenas has that in his head, that 1-4 flat, man. He ready to run that. Any chance he get, he ready to get that switch off on that big man, and he's going to take that man on a, you know what I'm saying, nice little dance before he take him on a roller coaster ride up to getting 2 points put on him, man. He was Kyrie Irving before Kyrie Irving. He really was, man. Kyrie Irving, meet Gilbert Arenas, bro. Let's talk about it, man. Do it for the culture, man. I'm going to my bag, bro. Word up. If you want to talk about it, let's talk about it, man. In the comment section, thumbs up, thumbs down on my comment. What I'm saying right there. It's a little JSS. Hall of Fame Press Badge. Look, you heard it here first. Fitz said it first. I'll be on it first. I'm telling you right now, bro. Gilbert Arenas, meet Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, meet Gilbert Arenas. This is what you were doing. This is a finisher under the rim, creative, acrobatic, and it is what it is, man. Enjoy the hospitality. You feel me? I'm not reaching. If you think I'm reaching, you know what I'm saying, let me know in the comment section. But it's with all respect, the versatility, the game, I see it. It looks like a mirror image sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Can be. You just, you know what I'm saying, gotta look at it through the right kind of lens. You feel me? But yeah, shout outs to him and the enemies. You know what I'm saying? Who else played? I saw a couple of more games. You know what I'm saying? Birdman's looking good out there. I will say that Ice Cube is doing the right thing by letting some of the stars, some of those guys that are hurt, shout outs to Steven Jackson. He said that he's playing with a torn plantar fascia or something like that. He said he had a torn or something like that. I don't want to misquote the guy or say anything worse or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? But God bless, respect, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But my mans did say that, so it is what it is, man. But shout outs to him, man. He's still playing, you know what I'm saying? So he's still got his stars, you know what I'm saying? He's got Allen Iverson, you know what I'm saying? Still hooping. He's got Frank Sessions now. He's got Quentin Richardson. Still got Bibby playing. So, you know what I'm saying? He's got his stars. And then the thing is, Ketino, you know what I'm saying, having good games. Most of the guys, that the champions coming back playing good basketball and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It's going to keep people interested in watching the big three. So, positivity, negativity, you can send it that way, but in my opinion, I'm enjoying watching the big three. So if you guys are liking this content, you know what I'm saying, let me know and I will be watching more of it, and I'll be bringing more of these reactions to you more frequently, you know what I'm saying. I am going to be paying attention to week four. And hopefully you guys will do the same, man. Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Are you dumb? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame. You must be drunk. Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for listening to the Hall of Fame Press Badge show. So hit me up on Twitter at Justin Scott. And you can join the conversation, man. Check me out on Twitter, man. HOF Press Badge. Harwood Amino. Shout out to the boys on Harwood Amino, man. Log on to hofpressbadge.com for the exclusive blog content. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road tonight, you're not logged in to hofpressbadge.com, bro. But if you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road tonight, you're not, like, comment, review, subscribe, like, and continue to inspire me to inspire you. And I like to, let's say it here. I would like to say that Ice Cube is definitely an inspiration on all levels of being a dad, black man, rapper, artist, entrepreneur, musician, what everything else that he does, you know what I'm saying? And he's running a basketball league now. Pardon me, I done smacked the mic. I done got excited, but he's running a basketball league now. Shout outs to the boy, man. He's a man of many hats, you know what I'm saying? Jack of all trades and a master of none. It is what it is, though, bro. He is doing what he is destined to do, you heard me? And continuing to inspire me to inspire you, Mr. Ice Cube, you feel me? Health is wealth, you feel me? Straight like that. If you don't know what I mean by that, health is wealth. We're not on ESPN. Look, we're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBA TV, none of that good stuff yet, but we're going to be on there soon enough. Appreciate you guys for listening. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I'm stuttering through this joint, but I got to get it through, man. I want you to know that I appreciate you. Just a fist reaction to week 3 of the big 3, man. All this life, man. Let's grind. Close the door behind you on your way up out the shop. As you flee the scene and shake the spot, the shop's closed. It's fixed. And like that, to my flat line, to my lifeline flat, we gone.
Explain what is there to gain.